All right, Willie, we got all green lights, all systems go. Good job. We have met the criteria for us to send you the contract for you to review and sign off on. We're actually going to do a quick recap right now. I have to read you this. It's a part of my requirements. Make sure I don't have any mistakes. So let me get my quality assurance sheet round up. Here we go. I, the intake specialist, have confirmed the potential client does not have representation from an attorney. You haven't signed any kind of agreement with the legal agency. I also confirmed that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. We also confirm that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis recorded on medical records within a qualified time frame. We also confirm that you were age of 18 through 79 at the time of diagnosis. We also confirm that you sprayed Roundup for at least 2 full years. We sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days, separate occurrences. We also confirm you sprayed at least 1 full year before being diagnosed. We also confirm that you're the qualifying age at the time of the intake. We also confirm you want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. We're also going to make sure the contract matches our recorded conversation. And I am now going to check spelling to make sure we don't have anything wrong. Should be easy, pretty straightforward. Okay, so yes to you want to participate, diffuse large B cell lymphoma. Diagnosed in June 15, so that's 6/15/2021. That was after 2005. You were between 50 and 79. Within 20 years, minimum 2 years, 18 years total, 10 days or more. Stop spraying Roundup around 2020. May 15, 2020, you were spraying directly residential. You're a citizen. Only one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This is for yourself. You have a birth certificate. Okay, no to all the other ailments, except for your mom had leukemia.
Everything covered, yes,
And
sir.
okay. I have Mr. Willie, Willie, not with the Y, Mitchell, Mitchell.
I
And
know, 'cause a lot of people, I'm sorry, a lot of people spell my name with a Y, I get so upset.
I could see why. Yep. And then you're not married. You're a male. Divorce. Social 563-41-3139. Date of birth,
No,
10.
415-6-5-5-6-3-4-1-3-1-3-9.
Got it. That's
Did you
it.
say that? Okay.
I probably did it, but that's what I have. Five, six, three, four, one, three, one, three, nine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And then I have birthday of 10/15/1965. Current age 59. Sound like 25. And you first learned your connection between Roundup and your injuries on the news, and you first that was around 6/12/2021 when your doctor mentioned it to you. 5'10", 215. Email wmproject43@yahoo.com. Phone number 323-403-6313. Mobile. Use it at least 24 times, 24 times a year. Start spraying in 2002 monthly. No gear. This was in California. Lifetime at least 432 times. Wow, that's a lot. Works at Cool Runnings at 2223 Finch Circle. Truck driver. No military, no other lawsuits, no comp, workers' comp, no BK, no criminal activity. Thank God. Saddleback Medical. You had surgery. Your address is 28039 Scott Road, Suite D101173. And let's see. That's it. All right. Let me go ahead and wrap this up. Let me go ahead and send this out to you right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Okay, let's see what got here. It says I got an error. That means I'm missing something. So give me a second. Make sure I don't have any blanks. It's very common to have a blank because it's such a long form that you're bound to miss something. Middle name. We don't have a middle name. Okay, no spouse email. Okay, that's it. I see it. That's no email at gmail.com. That's got to be it.
Yep, that's it. I just put up, my coworker told me to go to my W-2 and pull it up. It's right there, Cool Running Inc. 2223.
That's it, then,
Bench,
huh?
Circles, yeah. Yep, you said that. You're pretty good at what you do, man.
I try, you know. Got to give the best, put your best foot forward at my desk.
Yes, sir.
And at the same time, you get to laugh a little bit. Okay, here we go. Here's my blanks. Medical treatment. Hospital was at Saddleback Medical Center, Dr. James Harris. When were you treated at Saddleback?
When I treated at Saddleback?
Mm-hmm.
I was treated June 2021.
Okay. And that's the hospital, Saddleback Medical Center, healthcare facilities,
mm-hmm.
Saddleback Medical Center, date treated, healthcare, also the same day, right? 0620? Or was it a different
what,
date?
No. Date what?
Was the surgery?
Oh,
same.
Treatment date was June 20, 2021.
Okay.
And they discharged me at August 26, 2021.
Oh my. Okay. So discharge.
I was in the hospital 14 days. I was in the hospital 14 days, and then I had the healthcare treatment for like 21 months.
14 days and was in outpatient treatment?
Yes, for 21 days. Oh, so I mean 21 months. I said days. Yeah.
For 21 months. Man, that's some serious time right there.
Well, they want, I guess, you know, they want to make sure it's all gone.
Yeah, thank God. That's great. My girlfriend's a survivor.
Oh, wow.
As well, yeah. Yeah, so I
that's good. Congratulations. I was my mom survived her cancer. I don't even talk about cancer. No, I hear so many people survive, and I hear so many people pass, and it just hurt, you know. So is she doing real good?
She's in full remission right now.
Amen.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So all we do is thank him for allowing her to be healthy at this moment, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay, so apparently I have another blank. It's telling me I have an error, so that just means I have a blank. But let me keep scrolling. Because earlier, like you said, while you were looking for that address, we were bouncing around back and forth.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's got to be where I have my error. Okay, so emergency contact, here we go. Permission to contact, we don't have a permission. Okay, because we don't have an emergency contact, so there we go. Lord. I might have to raise my hand up because I failed it. So, yeah, exactly, right? Like if I'm 12 in school, but it says I still have a blank. Phone number, contact name. Must be a yes. Okay. All right. Looks like it's crunching. It looks like it's generating documents. Which is a good thing. Yep. Okay, so do me a favor. Please go to your text or email. Put me on a speaker. I need to read off the script. So tell me when you're
okay.
Done there.
Welcome to Documents. Okay.
DocuSign. Go ahead and click on that.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever did one of these?
Okay.
I'm going to walk you through it.
Let's say, do you agree to receive a future SMS message
yes,
from
please,
DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Allow access to your location. Block allow.
Never heard of that one, but I guess allow just so you can move forward.
Okay, continue.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. Continue.
Okay, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please click on that. Okay. I agree to electronic, consent to electronic.
Mm-hmm. I'm here now.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, sign right here, I think.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to adopt and sign, draw your signature. Please make sure you could see first and last name, not just one big name like your John Hancock or something
okay.
like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Do I need to get my DocuSign cheat sheet to help you out? Or are you doing okay?
I think I'm doing okay.
No judging. I'll help if you need my help.
It looked like with arrows at or something.
Yes, sir.
Really small arrows.
Mm-hmm. And once you're done, all this is going to be emailed to you, signed for your records. So you'll have a copy of it, okay?
Okay. Okay. You're done signing. Yeah, I think everything
awesome.
Went through.
Okay, let me go ahead and refresh my screen. Let's take a peek. Willie Mitchell signed. Awesome.
I don't know how you do this. How many times you do a day? About two or three or four or five?
Man, let me tell you. I'm on the phone 8 hours a day almost, you know. And on a good day, I could sign up as many, you know, four or five on a great day. But I talk
wow.
to people all day long and have to go through all this to see if they meet the criteria. And if they do, then we go through the whole, like you and I, an hour. But there's a lot of people that don't meet the criteria, unfortunately. And I work, okay, I'm going to give you an example of what I do. I work with the AFFF, the firefighting foam lawsuit, asbestos, lung cancer, mesothelioma lawsuit.
Wow.
California,
wow.
California wildfires, Depo-Provera, Maryland sexual abuse, motor vehicle accident, hair relaxer, Roundup, Oxbrida, yep, And Topeza is a new one coming up.
So I got a lawsuit for Harry Lacks. I used to have a Jerry curl back in the day. Now I'm bald.
Don't make me start laughing right now, okay? Because that's not a funny.
Michael Jackson Jerry curl. And then as I got older, like when I got about 30 years, I started getting hell out of it. I know something from hell out of genetics. I'm just joking, something from hell out of genetics. But I just have a curl, though.
I get you. I feel you.
I didn't have the jacket.
You didn't have the zipper jacket?
On. I didn't have the glove. I didn't have the jacket or the glove. Just had the curl. I was in my neighborhood coming up in L.A.
Got it. Every man
almost had a curl to get the girl.
Everybody did. Even my brother-in-law, and he is Filipino, and he was rocking one too.
He's still rocking it. Some guys out there still rocking the curls. Or perms.
My brother-in-law for sure. He was rocking it. When remember Eddie Murphy, this movie came out, Back to America.
Yeah, I do. So Back to America with all three guys. Everybody sitting on the couch. And came
remember,
up.
Remember
yeah.
Soul Glow?
Yeah.
So that was my funny to my older brother-in-law. When he tried to be funny with me, I'd be like, "Hey man, go get your Soul Glow. Get out of my face."
I wonder how you with your sister. She what a jerk, girl, man.
Yeah. Okay, so we're basically done on here on our end. I'm looking through to see if there's anything else I'm gonna need to do aside of reading you our final script. Before we get off the phone, I need to read this to all of my clients, to everybody, just to kind of let you know what to expect. Okay, next. So the law firm will be reaching out to you soon. They will go over some of the same questions we discussed today, and it's completely normal. They're going to validate what we talked about. It's a part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release or so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it, return as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, or myself, I highly recommend giving them a call to follow up. It's a little late today, but if my quality assurance team reviews the call today, I may have to call you back to transfer you to them, but just confirm you're available to speak with them when I do call you to transfer over to them.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And like I mentioned earlier, once your file goes through quality assurance, I may be calling you back to transfer you over directly. Do you have any questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, sir.
Nope. Okay. Alrighty. So, okay, one thing I did notice here, Willie, on the consent to access online medical portal, you clicked on I have access to my healthcare portal. You clicked on yes, but you didn't add the medical facility portal or the website portal username or password. If
I don't, I messed up. I don't know. I got to redo it, huh?
Yeah, let me resend it to you. And then either click yes or no, whichever one, but it's got to be, if you click on yes, you got to fill it out. If you click on no, then it'll just, you know, that's basically it. So,
okay, I may say confirm. I didn't know if that meant, I thought I agreed to the signature. I didn't open it up. It's real small and I can't see that good.
It's fine. Small. Give me a quick second. Let me get that. And then resend it to you. Roundup. Kelly Roundup. Here it is. Submissions completed 8 minutes ago. Let me rebuild that.
Just open it up on my phone.
Yeah, it's rebuilding now, and then it's going to be sent. Okay.
There it goes. Just came in. We'll do the same thing. Open it up.
Mm-hmm. Please. I'm glad I opened it up to check it out, because otherwise it would have got bounced back from my QC team. By the way, good job with the signature. Looks good.
I'm trying to do it again. It's just hard.
I know it's hard.
My last name is Sloan, so.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you did a good job the first time.
I'm trying to reduplicate it.
Just hit clear. If you got to do it over and over, that's fine. If I could get my people with Parkinson's to do it, I know you could do it. I've had to help that. Well, I mean, it's not like I could hold their hand and do it over the phone, but patience is everything, you know.
Yeah, it's when you go crazy at the sun, it'd be like so much. It's like. There we go. Okay, the agreement has been signed. Now, this will be told successfully. Get started. Why would you get it? It's not get started.
You done over there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I see it. All right, let me open it up. I see it. Good job. Initials. Uh-oh. Hopefully they don't kick it back, but you signed it twice where it says initials.
It's so small. You ought to see how small it is on my phone. I got one of these small phones. I try to blow it up, but I guess I'm on the phone, so it won't let me blow it up. But it popped up twice for some reason.
Okay, let me go ask him if it's okay. Because, yeah, everywhere it says initials, that's why you were having a hard time. You signed where it's supposed to be initials.
Oh, it's supposed to be initials.
Mm-hmm.
No, because it kept going in automatic signing. And I just hit it.
Okay, let me go ask him if that's okay like that, or I got to resend it to you. Hold on, okay?
Okay. All right.
Sorry. It's okay. No apologies needed. Hold on.